Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalad. We are on page 196. Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalad is Shlosha Sha'ochlu Ke'echad V'Nifredu. Three people that ate together and then separated. Ule'inyan HaZimun Ma'dinam. And in terms of the Zimun, what is their halacha? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shlosha Sha'ochlu Ke'echad. Three people ate together. Vishokhu, and they forgot Uberach Kol Echa Leatzmo, and each one went ahead and benched on their own. So Batal Mehana Zimun, so they messed up, they lost the Zimun. The Angel Cholim Lachzor Ulazamin Lamafreya. They can't go back and do a Zimun retroactively. So you have three people eating together and they totally forgot about Zimun and they all started benching, so they're done. They can no longer make a Zimun. The same din as if only two of them benched. They also can't go back and make a zimun. But if one of the three forgot and he benched, the two people that did not bench can make a zimun together with the third who did bench, even though he already benched. He can still say in the zimun, Baruch Shachana Mishalo. V'heim yotzim yedei chovas zimun, and they're yotzei their chiyav of zimun, v'hu eino yotzei yedei zimun. But he himself is not yotzei the zimun, she'ein zimun l'mafreya. So there is a concept of not doing a zimun retroactively. So if three benched, done. Two benched, done. One benched, so then the two that are remaining can make a zimun with the third. He's not going to be yotzei, because no zimun l'mafreya, but he's able to help them with their zimun. He's able to say the words, Baruch Shachana Mishalo. Now the first point that I want to point out before we even read the Ramah is the Mechaber said, Avalim Shachach Echad Mehem Uberach. If one of them forgot and benched, so the Bir Halacha points out over here, it's Lav Dafka that he forgot. Even for some reason he did B'mezid. In the Ramaskal Shachach he writes, V'hu Adin Hezid. The same thing would be true if one benched on purpose, he wasn't in the mood to do a Zimun, and then he feels bad afterwards, he wants to help them out, that also will work. V'nokat Shachach Ayri D'Resha. Ayri D'Resha. It only mentions Shachach by the one because of the ratio where we said all three benched. So even if all three benched b'shogeg, they still can't do a zimun. But if one benched, Dr. Ber Halacha, even if it was b'mezid, they could still make a zimun. The Ramah says, v'im ha'echot zimen im ha'achirim. If one of the three went ahead and did a zimun with others, av shnayim ha'nisharim einam yicholim lozamim. The two that are remaining can't make a zimun. So Zakhtar Ramah, even though it's true if one benched on his own, then the other two can have him be the third one to make a zimun after he benched. Because he wasn't Mekayim his chiv of zimun. But if he went ahead to another group and actually was mezamin with them, so then the two that are remaining are on their own and they cannot factor him in and they cannot make a zimun. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, on the first point, that three people ate together, they all forgot and they benched individually. The Mechaber said, "Botel mehen hazimun ve'en yucholim lasser lozamin l'mafreya." Lomar nevarich. They can't go back and say nevarich. The lomay yizamnu zeza. What are they getting each other ready for? Varek far birchu birchas hamazon. They already benched. Ve'en l'shan zimun elo she'echad yizamin hashnayim shiu mucharim muzamonim litzareth yachad birchas hamazon. The whole idea of zimun, the whole lashon of zimun, is for one person to get the other two ready so they could bench together. But here they already benched, so the whole thing is not shat to say nevarich. Sivkotan Beis, we said in the case where one person forgot or on purpose benched without a zimun, the other two can make a zimun and join him together and he could say, Baruch Shachana Mishalo. Says the Mishabura, Teha Be'emes Mechuya Bezimunhu. Because in truth, this person, even though he benched already, he really was chayv in zimun. Sha'achali Mohem Biyachar. He ate together with two other people. Elo She'en Lo Takana. However, there's no way to fix up his matzav. Mishum Shekfar Berach. He already benched. The ain zimun l'mafrei, you can't make a zimun retroactively. Lochein mahani etstarfuso al koponim shiyahem yotzim al yado. So even though he can't bench by himself in terms of a zimun, he benched already. He can't do a zimun l'mafrei, but he can assist the other two to make their zimun, and he can be the third. And note number three, he points out, ba'ofen zeh kasev ha'chazonish. In this case, with a third person benched already, and he's just joining in the zimun to help the other two, the chazonish points out, She'enu tzarech l'shmo es habrocha rishona atzov birchas hazon. We saw already, I'm going to see many times, the Ramah holds, and this is the Ikar Halacha for us as well, that the birchas hazimun is all the way through the end of the first bracha benching, but in this case with a person benched already, and he's just answering to the zimun to help the other two who do not bench yet, he will not have to be silent and listen to the bracha of the mezamin all the way through Hazan. Shari eino shayach ba miachas shekvar bircha. He already benched, and therefore he does not need that bracha, so he would not have to be silent to listen for that bracha. Sifkatan gimel im ha'achirim. This is going in the Ramah that said if one of the three went ahead and didn't just bench by himself, he went and made a zimun with others. Hainu shabala chabura shel shlosha. He went to join another chabura of three. O afilu shabala shnayin v'sov sudasim. Or he went to join a chabura of two at the end of their suda v'achal imohem ma'at. And he ate a little bit with them. The Shaar Tzion points out over here in Os Gimel that the Mishabura says very specifically if he goes and joins a group of two, he has to eat with them a little bit. But if he goes and joins a group of three, he would not have to eat with them. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, he points out, Hainu, with a group of three, afilu lo'achal imohem, even if he doesn't eat with them, he could join their zimun, mivnei sheba lekat hamechuyevis. Since he joined a group of three that have a chi of zimun, v'hu gam kein eschai mikvar, and he also has a chi of zimun, so it's like we discussed yesterday, they can join forces together. Like we learned in Simon, kuf tzadi gimel, sov sivhei. Mashe'en kein kebel eshnaim, which is not the case when he goes ahead and joins two. So after hu mechuyev mikvar, even though he's already chayev and zimun, halo heim peturim, but their potter calls mash lo'ochal imoem so long that he did not eat with them. Like we saw, like we'll see in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the lo nikri shlosha she'ochlu ka'achas. That's not called three that ate together. The eino dome lohadis sevhei hanal. The hasam alo kol echad me'elu ha'shosh and the schayim mikvar we discussed yesterday, all of them already had a chiyuv so they could join together. But if one person is leaving a group of three, so he has a chiyuv, if he goes to a group of three that also have a chiyuv, he can join with them. But if he goes to a group of two, they don't have a chiyuv, only he has a chiyuv, he cannot join with them unless he actually eats with them. And that's why the Mishabura says specifically, by the case of joining two, he comes b'sov su'udasam v'ochal imo'en ma'at, he eats a little bit with them. Sifkatan dalin. So we said in the Ramah that if one person left the three, made a zimun with others, the two others are left hanging, they cannot make a zimun. They cannot go ahead and make a zimun with the one who left their group and joined another zimun. Because he was already yotze, his chiyuv of zimun. However, in this damin lohem echad min ashuk, if another person happens to come by from the shuk, yecholin lezamed alav, they can join him into their zimun kesheyito mimoem if he will eat a little bit with them. The chiyuv zimun shelahem lo nifka b'shvil oso shezimin. Because just because that one person left their group and made a zimun with others, it doesn't make the zimun fly away from them. And therefore, if another person comes along, eats with them, they can make a zimun, the three of them together. Let's look at one more bir halacha over here. Divrei maskil echad mehem. So this is going on the case of the Mechaber that three people ate together and one jumped the gun and benched by himself. He can still answer to the zimun of the other two. Says the Bi'alocha, V'hu adin ba'asara. The same thing would be true if you have 10 people eating together. V'shachachu shlosha mehemu berchu. Three people forgot totally there was a zimun and they benched themselves. Yecholim lehitztarif iman asharim ulezamin bashem. So just like when you have three people, if one bench, he could join their zimun for the two. If you have 10 people, three bench, they can join the zimun of the other seven and make a zimun with the Shem Hashem. But in note number 9, they point out, from the Prima Gadim and the Shari Tshuva, B'Shem, the Shalom Shuvah's Panim Meiros, Shedin Ze Omer Rakesh HaShlosha Birchu B'lo Zimun. This is only true of the three people who jumped the gun and bench. They bench individually. Achim Heim Zimnu, but if they made their own Zimun, then obviously Einam Yecholim Lachzor L'Zamin Im HaShiva HaNesharim. They can't join the other seven. They already were Mekayim, their Chiv of Zimun. V'Hevi Shom Shal Yerabah Cholik Bazeh. Surprisingly, the El Yerabah argues with this, and he would hold that even if the three of them benched with the Zimun, they could still join in for the other seven to be Mezami with the Shem Hashem. Continues the Bir Halacha, Od Kasev Mame Mordechai, Dehu Adinim Hayu Mitchila Arba'a. This same din of having three people, one benched, he could still join the other two in their Zimun is also true with four people. Ubirchu mehem shnayim, and two benched already by themselves. Yecholim hashnayim hanesharim, the two remaining people that didn't bench yet, are able letzareith echod min elu hashnayim, to get one of those two who benched on their own, shebirchu ulezamin olov. So not only if you have three people, one benches, can the two that are left over take the third guy to join them, even if you had four people and two bench, the two remaining ones can grab one of those two to join together for a zimun. Not only that, umitzadeit od yoser, and he leans to say even further, da'afilu rov me'achabura birchu b'fne'atzman, even if you had five, and three went ahead and benched on their own, in nisharu shnayim shlo birchu od, if two people are left that did not bench at all, Yecholim litzaref echad men leziman ayin sham. The two can grab one of the three that benched already. Again, assuming it was without a ziman they benched, like we just saw in the note. Lefida pimigadim, and they could grab number three and make a ziman. Kosav el yirabba. The el yirabba writes, yesh lehistapik. The following cases are suffik. Bishnayim sha'achlu pas. Two people ate bread. Vashlishi shasa revias mashke. The third person drank a revias of a drink, and we'll see the details of what you have to join together for a zimun. But again, two people ate bread, one had a drink, and they're joining together for a zimun. The achakach shochach echa mina ochlin pasu beirach. In this case, one of the bread eaters forgot and he benched. So you have three people, one only drank, one benched already, you have one guy left who didn't bench. The suffix is in the chiyag avna. Rashai Hashlishi Sha'ochal, if the third person who ate bread and did not bench yet, is able to zamein him osam shnayim, can they join together and make a zimun? In other words, normally, if three people ate bread, one benched, he could join the zimun of the other two. But let's say two ate bread, one had a drink, one benched, can the one who benched go ahead and join together the zimun of the other two? So it turns out there's only one person, really, that ate bread and didn't bench yet. One person only drank, he's not benching anyway, one guy benched already, so in that case, would it work? O Dilmor, maybe Kavan de Einkan Rak Echad, since now we only have one person left, Oso Shechai Medina Bezimun, there's only one person left that's actually Chai Ben Zimun, so lo, it wouldn't work, and says the Chavetz Chaim V'chein Mistaber Ad Kan Lushono. That is the subject of the Eli Rabba. He says it's logical that it would not work. V'chein Asa Birke Yosef, Umayim Mordechai, Umagin Yiborim, they all say in that case it would not work. So it's Davka, if three ate bread, one benched, he could join to help the other two out. But if two ate bread, one drank, one of the bread eaters benched already, that will not be able to make a tziruf of three. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz. Shlosha sha'ochlu v'yotza echad mehen la'shuk. Three people ate together and one person went out to the shuk. So korim oso, we call him back. Umodiyim lo, and we inform him sherotzim lezamen. They want to make a zimun. Kedei sheyechaven v'yitztaref imohem. So he should mechaven, he should join together with the other two. V'yane imohem bircha zimun. And he can answer with them the zimun. V'yotzim yedei chovason. And they're all yotze. They're chiyav afal pi she'enu ba v'yoshev imohem. The guy is standing by the door. They called him back. He said, quick, let's do a zimun before you really head out. And he answers by the door, they're all Mekayim, they're Chiyav of Zimun, even though he did not come back to the table and sit with them. V'hani milu shlosha, but important point, the Mechaber says, that's only true by three. Avo ba'asara, they ate with ten, kevan shetzrichim lahaskir as Hashem, since they have to bench Zimun with Hashem Hashem, einam mitztarfim ad sheyavu v'yeshev imoim. If they want to do a Zimun with Hashem Hashem, he must come all the way back and sit at the table with them. So when you're making a Zimun without the Hashem Hashem, which will be with three, you could also do it with 10, as we learned. But if you're doing a zimun with 3, one guy started leaving, you call him back, he stays by the door, that's fine. But if you started with 10, one guy leaves, and you want to bench with Hashem's name, got to have him go and sit back again with everyone else. The Ramah says, V'ayin l'kamon simen reish ad heichan birchazimun. Look later on in simen reish, until what point in the benching is the birchaz zimun. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan hei kedesh yechavin. They call him back, and they tell him they want to make a zimun, so he should be mechavin and join with them. L'shmoa birchas hazimun, so he should be able to hear the bracha of the zimun. V'yana imam, and answer with them. Avalim eino one, but if he does not answer, ein mezamnin alav, he can't be factored into the zimun. Mishum de eino omeid imohim, because he's not standing with them, he's not answering with them, he's not part of them. Avo imhoya omeid imohim, but if he would come and stand with them and he came back to the table, afim eino one imohim, even if he won't answer anything with them, but he's sitting with them, mezamnin olav bal karchel, then you could force him into the zimun. If he doesn't answer, that's his problem. You can then factor into the zimun, like we'll see later in Simon Reish. The same way the ones at the table are yotzei their zimun by including the third guy who's by the door, the third one by the door is also mekayim his mitzvah zimun in this fashion as well. We said afal pi she'ein above yoshev imoim, everyone's yotzei their zimun if he's by the door and he answers, even if he doesn't come back and sit with them. Rather, he's standing by the doorway near them. Whenever there's a separation between the people that are joining in for a zimun, we learned earlier if there's some kind of tzoa there, even if no one is within four amos of the tzoa, but that tzoa could be a separation that causes them not to join together for a zimun. Ukeshiyigmur inyano. When this person who's going out lashuk finishes whatever inyan he's involved in, yavo habaisa sha'achol sham. He returns to the house that he ate in viyavar bechazamos, and he has the bench. Miu, however, im nishtaha sham ad gemar bechazamosum v'kivin libalotzeis. But if he stayed by the door for the entire benching and he was mechavin to the one who was benching out loud to be yotze yedei bechazamosum v'ein sar levaruch, then he's yotze benching and he would not have to go back again and bench by himself. Sifkaton test v'ayin lekamon siman reish. This is the Ramos of Beis that tells us. Look later on. What exactly? How far Bircha Zimun goes? Lefima the pasuk Sham Rama. Based on what the Rama passes over there, tzarich ha'onel lahamten ashigmu Bircha Zazon. The one who is answering needs to wait for the mezuman, as we discussed many times already, till the end of the first bracha benching till Hazon Hasakol. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Gimel. Shlosha sha'ochlu ke'echad. Three people ate together. Ve'ein echad mehem yodea kol birchas hamozum. And there is not one of the three that knows how to do the entire benching. Ela echad yodea bracha rishona. One of them knows the first bracha. Ve'echad ashniya. One of them knows the second bracha. Ve'echad ashlishas. And one of them knows the third bracha. Chayovim bezimun. They are chayav to make a zimun together. V'chol echad yivarech habracha sheyodea. And each one will say the bracha that he knows, and it'll be motzi the other two. The afal pi she'en behem ish yodea bracha revias. Even if none of the three know the fourth bracha, ein bekachlum, it's not a problem. As we'll see, the fourth bracha is midrabanan. So as long as they get the first three, they're fine. Aval lechatzoin ein levarech im ho'echad einu yodea ki im chatzia bracha. But as we said before in the Mechaber, they can each split one bracha. You do A, you do B, you do C, but you can't split a bracha halfway that one's going to do half and the other person can do the other half. She'ein bracha achas mischalakas l'shtayim. You can't split a bracha between two people. Says the Mishaburus of Katon Yud, the Ein Echad Mehem Yodea. There's not one person there that knows all the brachas of benching. The E Echad Mehem Yodea Kol Brachas HaMazon. Because if there was a person like that at the Suda who knew all of benching, Bevadai Nochon Shehu Yivarech Kol HaBrachos. It certainly would be better for him to bench all the brachos, V'yotziyem Yidei Chavasam, and everyone could be Yotzei through his benching. Rather, V'lo L'chalei Brachas HaMazon L'prokim Prokim. Rather than split it up and have each person doing a bracha, there's one person who knows all of them. Let him lead the benching. Let him be motzi everyone in one benching. Sivkoten yud aleph bracha rishona. Rather, one person knows the first bracha. Haynu levad ni birchas nevorech shetzorech hamezamein lomar b'tchilas birchas hamazom. Birchas hazimun, rather. Says the Neshavura, when we say one person knows the first bracha, what it means is, if they're making a zimun, he knows the birchas hazimun and the first bracha, because again, they come together, he would lead the zimun and do the first bracha, which is the end of the birchas hazimun, and then someone else would do the second bracha, someone else the third. Sivkatun yubayz, v'chol echad yivarech, everyone will say the bracha they know. Everyone will have in mind to be mostly their friends. Sivkaton yud gimel, we said in the Mechaber, even if no one knows the fourth bracha, ein b'kachlum, no problem. The birchas hatov ha-metev lav daraisi, the fourth bracha benching, as we discussed, hatov ha-metev is not daraisa. Ulefikach einu ma'keves la-shalosh brachos. And therefore, if you don't do that bracha at all, it is na'makev the first three brachos of benching. Umashma mizeh, the mashmos over here is the ba'achas mishalosh brachos akodmin. Only the fourth bracha is not ma'aki the first three, but it sounds like if you don't know one of those three in the beginning, im ein echon nehem sheyodeya usaf, there's no one that knows one of those first three brachos, it sounds like ma'akiv shaloy baruchu klal, it sounds like it's ma'akiv the benching, and you will not bench whatsoever. The brachos ma'aklo zoazo, because the brachos are ma'akiv each other. However, the Mishabura says on the top of page Saditas, V'yesh poskim shesovim, there are poskim that hold the after minatora chay levarech osam, even though it is the daraisa to say the first three brachos of benching, mikomokom ein ma'akva zo azo. There are poskim that say the brachos are not ma'akiv ulufikach, and therefore, mi she'enu yodeh levarech kol ha'brachos, the person doesn't know all the benching by heart, he doesn't have a bencher, v'yev sherlo likro lebaki she'otzio b'brach zamozen, he has no friend to call over that's an expert that can be motzim in benching, tzorech levarech al kol panim ha'brachos she'yodeh osa, he should at least bench what he knows. So a guy goes on a trip somewhere, he doesn't have a bencher available, he doesn't know benching by heart, but he knows the first bracha. According to these poskim, he would say the first bracha. They are not ma'akev each other. U'le'inyin din halach l'maisa. Im ochal k'dei sviya, if a person ate till he was full, d'chiyo birchas ha'mozhen shalohu min ha'torah, as we discussed many times, if you eat till you're full, then you're chayav benching midaraisa, then yesh l'hachmir k'shita zo u'levarech osa. Then you should be machmir like this shita, that they're not makev, and you should bench whatever you know. But clearly, it's mashma that if you only ate the kazayas, where your chiyuv in benching is the rabbanim, and you don't know all first three brachos, you should just skip it. Don't bench. They are ma'akev each other, ledina, when the chiyuv is only the rabbanim. But when the chiyuv is daraisa, because you're full, then you would say whatever you know, and they were not ma'akev each other. There's a very important biraloch I'd like to read here, the last one on page 196. We said in the Mechabra, aval chatzoin ein levarach, don't split a bracha in two. According to what we're going to see later on, we mentioned it tonight, we mentioned it a bunch of other times as well, but we'll see it officially later on in Siman Reish and the Ramah, that Birchas HaZimun hu ad hazon dafka, that Birchas HaZimun is the part you say in the Baruch Shachar Mishalo, Baruch Shachar Mishalo V'chinu, all the way through Hazon HaSakol. Im Kain, if so, im ein adam echad yodei levarich ad gemar hazon, if one person does not know how to say the brachas haziman all the way through the end of the first bracha, ki im nevarich levad, all he knows is the part that we call the mezumen. He just knows the ziman in the beginning without any benching. Vasheni yodei brachas hazon, and only a different person knows the first bracha of benching. Ein mechalkin osel shnayim, no good. You can't split it between the two of them. Elo yivarchu beli ziman klal. In this case, zakta chavetzcha. Each person can know one bracha, but the person who knows the first bracha doesn't know the zimun. Only someone else knows the zimun. You can't split it that one does the zimun, one does the first bracha of Hazon HaSakol, and therefore you would not bench with a mezumen. V'yaschilu rak mitchilas brachas hamazon. Rather, all you would do is bench without a zimun, starting from the beginning of benching. Dinehi de brachas hazon ma'akev lebrachas hazimun. Because granted, the first bracha of benching is ma'akev the zimun, so you can't make a mezumen. Shebilta einu yotzei b'zimun. Without the first bracha, you can't be yotzei zimun. Mikomakom zimun einu ma'akiv lebrichas hazon. But the zimun is not ma'akiv the beginning of benching. Shu ascholas brichas hamazon came nearly. So if you have three people, one knows the brichas hazimun, but not the first bracha. Someone else knows the first bracha. Zatachasan, you cannot split them, and you would bench without a zimun. Because even though the first bracha is ma'akev, the brichas hazimun, but the brichas hazimun is not ma'akev the first bracha, they can all still bench, they would just leave off the brichas hazimun. Achakach matzasi shekein kosa b'chadushi ha-ra'a lebrachos b'hai sugya. The ra'a, says the Chavos Chaim, says this idea that I just wrote down, but a very important note over here, note number 15, where the Chazanish takes issue with this Chavos Chaim. Uledas haChazanish lo Omar haRamah shebirchas haZimun hi ar hazon elu lechumra. When the Ramah tells us in Siman Reish, which we saw already many times, that the birchas haZimun goes all the way to hazon hasakol zot haChazanish, that's only midin chumra. Haynu shamafsek b'sudaso lanu zimun. Meaning, if you're stopping your suda to hear the zimun, tzarich l'shmoa atzo brachas hazon. You have to be machmir. Not only hear the brachas hazimun all the way through the bracha of hazon hasakol. That's the chumra. Aval b'inyanenu. But in our topic here is not the chazanish. Sheim nachshev es brachas hazimun ar hazon teitzim izekula. If here the case of the Chavos Chaim is talking about that we're going to count the birchas hazon as part of the zimun, it's going to come out to a kula shelo yuchul zamein. Like the Chavos Chaim says, in this case, you're not going to have a zimun at all. So then zot the chazanish ein lahokel. In that case, you should not be lenient. Eloha echad yizamein v'asheni yivaruch as birchas hazon. So the Chazanish argues, the Chavos Chaim told us, if one person doesn't know the brachas haZimun and the brach of Hazon, so no Zimun. Because you can't split it. Zad Chazanish, we only say don't split it l'chumra. If I'm stopping my suit in the middle to hear the Zimun, I must wait for the brachas haZimun through Hazon HaSakol. But l'kula, to say skip the Zimun altogether, Zot haChazanish, there the Ramah was not meaning to say that the Birchas HaZimun goes all the way there to Mevatel HaZimun. Rather, in our case, one knows the Birchas HaZimun, one knows the first bracha. Let one say the Birchas HaZimun, the other person will say the first bracha, and you could bench properly everyone saying one bracha with the Birchas HaZimun said by a different person than saying the first bracha. Unlike the Chavos Chaim says over here, that concludes Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet, and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow will begin Kuf Tzadi Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.